What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I like that a whole heck of a whole lot, but I need to let that just play a lot more. I like the music. Maybe we can get some of that intro audio without the words playing in the background right about now. That would be so cool. Dig that new intro. We have been discussed that they don't like our intro music, so we had to change it, ladies and gentlemen. In case you're wondering, do not adjust your computers or your headphones or whatever you're doing when you listen to the Spike on the Mic Show. We had to change our music, and we like it because we have to grow. We are a people, a show that likes to grow. Because of that, I have to do this. So let me introduce the crew. Well, while I enjoy this, the man that's hanging out was with me, but we'll call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, as you unmute your phone, how you sticking?
I am sticking like the Supreme Court decision today that sticks right up.
Yeah, that's going to be a topic of discussion. Hey, can I ask you a question? In your remote location, are you somewhere?
Yes, I'm somewhere.
All right. So the man who came up with the new sounds, like to call him PWs. PW, how are you sticking?
I'm sticking like that new theme music.
Yes, it is. I'm liking it a whole lot.
Yeah.
And the girl who's hot as all damn, you like to call her, unmute your phone. This is my lovely talented Tiffany. Tiffany, how you doing? Sticking, baby girl.
I'm literally sticking. It is disgusting outside.
Oh, man. Are you sticky?
It's gross.
Also, don't you have air conditioner in all the places that you've been?
Yeah, but I mean, it takes a full, at least a couple hours to cool down from the swamp outside.
Damn. What part of the planet are you on? Because I went outside to get the mail, and, you know, it's not scorching, but, you know, I'm cool. Maybe that's
I'm a lot paler. I think
yeah,
I turned
really.
Easier.
Serious. And also from another location, this is now he has got better look like he has better equipment or something's looking better, because we like to call him Tater, aka Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking? Unmute yourself.
Please.
I'm sticking like it's really cool because my skin absorbs the heat better.
See?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. We absorb the heat better.
And I'm on my laptop instead of my phone. That's why it's better.
That helps a whole hell of a lot.
It does seem to work better.
And I don't have any idea what's happening with the rest of the...
Oh, there's a schmatz, though. He hasn't unmuted himself.
Okay,
though.
So that, and also the guy who knows it all, Mr. Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, how you sticking?
Sticking like barbecue sauce to ribs.
Ooh, that sounds good.
That's so good right now.
Oh, yeah.
It does, doesn't
it? I would like some of those.
It sounds so good. And that's that. It will wrap,
seriously,
will
why
up.
Can't we have the McRib all the time?
Then it wouldn't be a treat. It would not have to look forward to.
Oh.
Yeah.
A monthly treat.
I'd have it for breakfast, I think, you know.
I had after not drinking.
Serious. And that, ladies and gentlemen, will round out the crew of the resistant fighters that we have on the show today. I don't know where the other ones are. I'll have to check their vacation requests, see if they put in a vacation request.
Well, I think Billy will be here, but she'll be late. As for the voice of reason,
you have a reason to be here.
I don't know why. What his reason is. Yeah.
His ruler broke.
Good point.
<It's> abacus.
Good point, Smots. Because we're usually here for one reason, and that reason isn't here.
Yeah.
So we may have to just talk amongst ourselves.
Oh, wait. We also have one more guest. I'll demonstrate. Computer, who is Spike on the Mic?
Spike is the greatest living personality ever on the radio.
Oh my God. Did there you train you Suri to say that?
Yes.
No, she said that on her own. She,
really? Yeah. Hey, some things are obvious, Tiffany. Some things are just obvious, you know? So this is going to be good. We got an interesting award-deserving show that we want to put out there for you. And we'll say as we get along, as we go further, the resistant fighters will join in as they conquer whatever they're resisting. They will join the show. So, but let's go ahead and get through some house cleaning.
Oh.
So let's go ahead and talk to the sponsors, if we may.
Oh, here it comes. The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Correct. Since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Hey. Speaking of the official home of race fans, I think our guy came in deuces, didn't he?
He did. He came in second. Yeah, he was so close. He was like a second and a half away from winning it all.
Now, in NASCAR terms, that was a long way. He was way out because I saw the race.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was at least three car lengths back.
Okay.
It wasn't yet.
Yeah. But that's still close.
Well, actually, he was.
When you're going 200 miles an hour, you know.
He was leading for a while, but then in the last 30 laps, then something happened, and the guy just said, okay, bye-bye.
Yeah.
But so that means all participating Hooters, you can go there and get free fried pickles.
Oh,
and
man.
They are delicious in case you have not had them. I don't know why you haven't, because those are things.
And he was driving his Hooters car this time. It had the whole Hooters paint job.
Yeah, he had the black background and everything. Orange, it was nice. Yeah. It was nice. Also, you guys know that we are a caller-driven show where you can always call us at 813-699-3900 because we are here to drive. No, we're a caller-driven show, and we want you to drive. So please call if you want to contribute to the program because this is an award-deserving show. And also, we are here, ladies and gentlemen, we do three things. We are here for three things.
The past, the present, and the future.
Ow! Oh, I hurt myself.
I hurt it. I did a long stretch, and that hurted it. See, I don't know.
Oh, I hurt myself, too.
I got to the ribs. I thought that the women took all the ribs, like Adam, Eve did, right?
Oh, my God.
Just one.
Just one? So I leaned on the wrong side. So, all right, well, then let's go ahead and see if we can go ahead and do some award-deserving topics right here. So topic-changing music.
Here we go.
Here comes the topics. We're going to start with one, and then we'll go right here.
Yes. Also, I forgot to tell you guys, I want to start giving you, I have always been doing this, but I keep forgetting to give you guys some golden nuggets of information or how comes. So I keep forgetting to throw those out there because you guys need to know some knowledge of nuggets, which now we call them golden nuggets of information. So something that you can learn and you will hear and learn from. The first golden nugget of information, you guys know that it is virtually impossible to tickle yourself. So now whenever you're just hanging around with people and talking, just let them know that you cannot tickle yourself.
Wow.
You maybe not have known that.
Now, do you say this in order to get other people to tickle you? I mean, is that the goal?
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, because I can tickle myself.
I can tickle myself.
Yeah,
no, a tickle is a reaction from being touched and making you laugh. You can't make yourself laugh.
Oh, no. I can react to my own touch. I'm not going to demonstrate it, because this is a PG show. Yeah.
Okay, but so I know you guys are going to try that on your own, but you can't tickle yourself.
No.
Or maybe you can tickle yourself. You can't make yourself laugh by tickling yourself.
Well, laughing is a different thing than ticks, because tickling does not necessarily indicate laughter. You can be uncomfortable and uncontrollably moving, and then you're being tickled.
Right.
But you don't have to laugh. What if I was a mute?
Oh, my God.
What if I was a mute?
What does that mean?
Mute means unable to speak.
Right. What do I got to do with tickling
and laughing? Well, I can't make the noise. I can't laugh. You don't hear.
Mutes can laugh.
But, well, mute is unable to speak or make noise.
Yeah. Yeah, mutes can't laugh.
Is that true?
Yeah. All they can do is shake and look funny.
All right, now I got to go and find that out. I don't know if that's 100% that mutes can't laugh.
Oh, my God.
Make noises. They can't talk. Isn't that what it is?
Thank you,
well,
Tater.
If they can't talk, how can they laugh?
Exactly.
Laughing is not talking. Oh, God. You guys are missing the whole point of it.
Your vocal.
Yeah, you do need vocal cords to laugh.
Okay, these were called golden nuggets of information.
I could do this. Without my vocal cords, but I can't go, ha, 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 ha. Yeah, without vocal cords.
Yeah. And by the way, I can, because I sit there with nerve damage on my face. If you stroke across, like, the mustache area on my side, it tingles and tickles. So I can't tickle myself.
Is that why we can't see you, because of the nerve damage on your face?
Yes, I am John Merrick.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Oh, you know, I was going to mention that.
Look away, I'm idiot.
I would appreciate if you would show the citronella candle again. That was
I
got to
get it out. Actually, I have the can of Raid mosquito fogger.
All right, show
like,
that.
It's
you know,
like the
you know, just show something. The word schmatz doesn't mean anything. You know, show
you guys
something.
Know during the winter time when you had the fireplace. Crackling screen. It's
yeah.
The Florida summertime.
Oh, version. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. the Yule log.
All
right, so we already did topic changing music, so let's go ahead and tell you what this next topic is about.
All right.
This topic I like to call Help Me Understand This.
Help Me Understand This.
And this is a serious, kind of serious, but I still need to know this.
There you go. Great.
Yeah, there you go. Now we got it. Now I won't forget you.
Perfect.
On this topic here, help me understand that you guys heard this story about NASCAR Truck Series Ray Cicilelli.
Oh, God.
Cicilelli?
Cicilelli. Carelli. Ray Cicilelli. Well, he's a NASCAR truck.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know who you're talking about now. Yeah,
he's a NASCAR truck fan or driver, and he said now that they're not going to allow the Confederate flag to be flown at NASCAR events, he's going to quit the sport.
Yeah.
Now, I don't understand that, and it's kind of baffling me. True, I understand that some people are like that, but who sees his point of view? And I have to go. I'm just go around the room. Let's go with you, PW. Tell me, what is he trying to say?
He's trying to say, I'm a bigot, and therefore I can't stay here.
Okay.
That's it.
Gas Man?
I don't know what he's saying. Is he saying that he wants a flag back? I don't really get where he's coming from with that. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't. All right, Dr. Captain?
Well, he's probably going to say it's a freedom of speech. He's standing up for the First Amendment, but he's committed to a flag that represents a heritage of hatred.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. And Tiffany's?
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously, I mean, I get everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but if he's in it for the sport, then he's just not in it for the sport is what I'm trying to say. He's making he's probably making a better decision.
Oh.
And if that's going to be the reason why he's not going to race, then let him go, because there's plenty of other people that obviously want to race because of the sport.
Yeah, really. And
right on, Bill Smuts?
What's he saying? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, what's he trying to do? He says he's
quitting. Is like I've raced for X many of years. I don't know, and nobody knows who I am. So if I do this, maybe someone will know who I am.
Oh, that's good.
True.
That is a good point. Yeah.
Oh, that is true.
That is a good point. But when in his statement, you got to help me. He says, "I could care less about the Confederate flag, but there are people who do, and that doesn't make them racist, but it makes you all." Explicitive to one group that you're catering to another one. It makes you explicit to one group and catering to another.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's trying to say that, you know, I don't give a dang about the doggone flag, but I don't want you catering to the loudest, what, the squeaky wheel that gets the, whatever it gets, the oil?
As the most conservative voice on this show.
You always have to say that, don't you?
It's true.
It's true.
I would say that I agree with him, but there are some things worth fighting for. I don't know if the Confederate flag is one.
For sure.
But what do you agree with?
Well, no, the fact that getting rid of different things. I mean, who's to say next? What, Paw Patrol? It's got to go? I mean, what if he had Paw Patrol as his sponsor on his car or his truck? And now that's no longer a thing. So he's lost a sponsor in that case. And then you could stand up for that. But where is the line drawn? But again, the Confederate flag is one I'm not sure is worth fighting for. But I understand his point. There are things worth fighting for in this country.
Schmatz, I am sure the Confederate flag is not worth fighting for. The war was over. You lost.
I never was in the Confederacy. You're talking to an American Indian.
Right.
Basically had their population absolutely genocidally obliterated by Andrew Jackson and Martin Lynn.
All right, you've got a grievance.
By white man.
Yeah. Well, I was just wondering because Bubba Wallace, who's the only tall man that's worked as a full-time driver in NASCAR, he says he's kind of baffled by honestly saying that it's a large group of people who like this, who fight for the sign of hate and oppression.
Yeah.
I don't understand what is anybody trying to say about that. But, you know, I figure.
Wait. You haven't gone to an Ole Miss football game over the years and found many, many, many of an African-American not donning the Confederate colors and flag through this time.
No.
I mean, Mississippi, the rebels. I mean, that's until about 7 or 8 years ago, that was predominantly it. And I can tell you, at Ole Miss games, there were people around there, people of tall descent that had it on. Now,
because they were being controlled by people of the short descent. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But back then, now. Things have changed, so you can't say back then I wore.
But that's why. I mean, you're still talking to a guy who's in his 40s or 50s, has been around it. So I don't like again. Who is he? No one's going to lose it. I mean, you're going to make a difference when who's one of the top NASCAR racers? One of the Bush brothers does it. Then he says something.
Kyle Busch.
All right. There you go. Everybody hates him anyway, right? Or they hate Kurt.
What I say to that defense that you guys always bring up about what's next, when that happens, then we'll just make the decision. You know what I'm saying? So if they said no more rebel flags, and you say, well, how about Paw Patrol? Okay, when we get to the Paw Patrol, then we'll make a decision. So let's just do that.
I mean, you just had it with live PD and cops. Those have been ripped apart off that, despite, cops have been a long time. But.
Well, like I say, once you get to those decisions, then you go ahead and make them. But like I say, I didn't want to generate a whole bunch of conversation with this. I didn't think we'd get a whole bunch, but I was just wondering, because from my point of view, I heard like this Civil War was exactly a whole 4 years. And so these guys are breaking their necks talking about heritage and all that. And it was 4 years of fighting for something that wasn't right.
I can tell you what, I watched a documentary, and I think I said this last week, but I watched a documentary on Lynyrd Skynyrd. All right, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Southern rock band, but they had the Confederate flag in pretty much everything they showed. However, they said that Ronnie Van Zant and those guys were far from racist. They were far from it. It was Southern pride. There's it meant different things, but again, I don't have a problem with it being faded away or wiped out. It's just the urgency and everything else. And NASCAR's kind of done it gradually over the few years, but this incident obviously said it's gone.
Yeah.
I'll tell you guys what happened. What happened is Ku Klux Klan co-opted the Confederate flag as part of their insignia, and the Confederate sons and daughters never went against it. They just went along with it. The Klan ingratiated that flag and became a symbol of hatred. So now they can't separate it. That's what happened to them.
That's exactly what it is. So, like, as you said,
they came out and went against the Klan and said, you don't use our flag, then it never would have happened. But that's what happened. It became synonymous with a hate.
Great, great point. You're right about that. So, all right, well, just keep that in the back of your mind that NASCAR now, I'm a full NASCAR fan because they got rid of the hatred of the – I can't even remember what the damn thing called.
Did you watch the race this weekend?
Yes, you did.
Did you watch the race this weekend or last Wednesday night?
Yeah.
I watched it last night.
Yeah.
Oh, you did? All right. Yeah. What about Wednesday when Bubba Wallace first donned the Black Lives Matter
card? Yeah, he made 11th.
I didn't even know what was going on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I thought you were a big, full-blown NASCAR fan.
No, he's not.
I am starting right now.
He's not.
You're a big fan. Bandwagon.
Yeah. Like, I've been a NASCAR fan since right now.
Computer.
I'm 3 years old, but I became a NASCAR fan.
Who is Spike on the mic?
Spike is the greatest living personality ever on the radio.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, so let's go ahead and get to the next.
And by
next
the way,
topic.
My computer says something totally different, but it's not
really?
Yeah.
You need to fix your computer.
You have one of those conservative computers.
Yeah, yeah, really. Or the one like from old Miss days. All right, so let's go ahead and do topic change in.
Oh!
That was the last topic. This is the next one on the Spike Here Mike Show.
All right, this next topic here is let's just call it, sometimes the topic is just news.
Sometimes the topic is just news.
All right, here's another one. I be God damn dang how this happened. Oh. I don't know if y'all heard about in Orlando, Florida, a woman was able to mount. Guess somebody's got the phone on in the background, a television in the background.
Something's going
a woman
on.
Was able to not get on a son. Delta. I'm sorry?
It's not me, this phone.
Okay.
A woman was able to get on the Delta flight bound to Atlanta, Georgia without a ticket.
What?
How are you going to do that?
Yes. The damn plane was already pulled away from the gate on the tarmac getting ready to take off, and then they decided, oh, wait a minute, hold on a second. Who is this woman right here?
How did she get on a plane without a ticket anyway?
Now, this is what I was wondering, like, make you guys wonder, are y'all afraid to fly? What she did was, she went up to the, because you have to go through the first leg was the security thing, right?
Right.
You know, we go through the scan thing. And this is kind of wow. She went up to it and didn't have a ticket. And then, no, she said, she showed him something. Oh, she showed him what's the name? I should look at the story. A JetBlue baggage claim ticket.
Okay. Of course, it's JetBlue.
I like JetBlue.
So the lady at the TSA agent at the check boarding said, lady, she didn't say lady, she said, ma'am, you have to go to the JetBlue terminal because she was at the Delta's terminal.
Oh, okay.
So she left, came back 30 minutes later. And I guess she did that you're familiar with my face kind of thing.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And so as the TSA agent was talking to another person, she went by her.
Oh, nice.
And so she got, and then she just did the scan and went through this X-ray machine and got through that first leg.
That's so cool. She's actually on the wrong airline.
Yeah, because that one was going, the Delta one was going to Atlanta, and she wanted to get to Atlanta.
Yeah.
So then when it's time to get on the actual plane, I don't know how she did this. The story goes, you know, they said, let's board the handicapped people.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she walked a lady up there in the wheelchair.
Oh,
to the lady taking the thing. And as she was taking the thing, she pretended to unplug, not to do something with the lady in the handicap thing,
yeah.
And then walk past the ticket-taking lady.
Oh, beautiful.
No.
So now the rest of the story, as she's going down the little gate thing,
the ramp,
and she gets on the plane and just sits down in some seat. This is where the balls come in.
Yeah.
They board the plane. The plane is already boarded up, and then some person did buy that seat. So they came to sit in that seat, and she said, "Lady, ma'am, you're in my seat." She says, "No, this is my seat."
That was the problem.
That's when she got snagged.
She just should have said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I must be in another seat."
First of all, this handicapped person that she was pushing it down the ramp, were they blind and deaf and a mute?
No. I often get pushed on a wheelchair through the airport, and I don't care who's pushing me.
But that's like, I don't even get it. This is mind-blowing. Like, what else?
She actually got as far as get on the actual plane. I'm with you, Tiffany. What happened to the wheelchair person that was, she said, wait, hold on.
Like, who the hell is this person? Was this person dressed in airline, like she worked for the airline? Hello?
Hello?
So that person that was in the wheelchair should not be left alone.
Serious. So then, once they got there, they had this discussion about whose seat this is. The lady proceeded to show them a picture of her on her cell phone. Said, "This is me. This is my boarding." Oh no, she said, the story goes, as the person who had the seat says, "Ma'am, you're in my seat," and then she says, "I'm not in your seat." Then the stewardess came and said, "Let me see your ticket stub." She said, "Well, I threw my ticket stub away once I got on the plane. I don't keep it."
Wow.
So she was really doing it. And then she showed him a picture of herself on the phone. But while I was going on, the plane was taxiing down the runway. Now, the messed up part is that they said, okay, this is wrong. So they brought the plane back to the gate, made everybody get off. And then they reboarded everybody. And then that's when she got caught, because I guess she can pull that same thing off twice. Now, the BS about this is, the BS about the whole story is, TSA, the police came and escorted her out of the plane station. We okay with that, right?
Yeah.
FBI escorted her out, but they declined to press charges. No. What kind of charges could they have pressed her with?
Well, she obviously wasn't tall.
That's it. Exactly. Oh, that's what I was going to ask y'all. Was she tall because she was trying to go to Atlanta? But then when the rest of the story said the FBI just declined to press charges, and then it was gets even worser, if that's even a word.
No, it's not.
Does it even matter if it is or isn't?
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
TSA sent the lady a letter. I don't know how they got her address. They sent her a letter like a week later saying that they sent her a notice of a warning saying that don't try this again. This girl had to be so short. It's ridiculous.
JetBlue sent her the letter?
Actually, it was Delta.
Delta, Delta sent her a warning not to try and fly by JetBlue anymore.
Not to try, to try to do this similar thing, or she would be banned off the plane. Like,
wow.
Why didn't she get arrested? And how you send somebody in a letter saying, look here, a slap on the wrist saying, don't do this again. But to
she
make
was
even
white,
more
though,
of a crazy
right?
ass story.
She should have been arrested, and the retards that work there, literally, like, they need help, or they should have been fired. Because how did she get through all that? That's ridiculous.
She did it all. And the story is in how TSA sent a letter to the Orlando Sentinel that was asking about this, and they said, we have not disciplined, we have not fired anybody. They said that no employees were fired, but there will be some disciplinary actions and some additional training is going to go on with this. So I'm thinking, okay, they got me. Yeah. So I guess I have to ask the question with the...
Well, people who work in the airline industry are highly trained professionals under a lot of stress. There's just a few bad apples.
There you go. Yeah, it's the bad apples, yes.
Hey, excellent point.
CSA lot matter.
Yeah.
But that thought that story was just wild, that she actually got on the plane and was ready to go, and the only thing that happened to her was she got a letter of warning, don't do this again. This was mind boggling. I have no idea.
How come there's never any bad lemons or bad pears? You know,
only bad apples.
Yeah, only bad apples. Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll look that up and give you some golden knowledge information about that. But I think the reason is because lemons, they don't share their bruises. Get it?
So you said one bad lemon can't spoil all of us?
No.
Yeah, that's right. They can't. A bad lemon can't mess up the other ones.
No, if life gives you lemons, make lemonade. That's the saying.
Yes.
A few bad apples is something altogether different. Yeah.
No, the saying is one bad apple don't spoil a whole bunch, girl. Yeah, give me one more chance. Y'all never heard that?
Yeah, of course I've heard that.
Tiffany, what do you mean, no?
I have not heard that.
No?
Maybe not in the way you're delivering it. I don't know.
Yeah,
because
you heard it before, right?
That's probably the wrong way.
Uh-oh. Billy's here.
Tater, you heard that before, right?
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Not quite with the delivery, but I have heard it.
Billy!
Exactly. Welcomes Billy. Welcome.
You have to unmute yourself.
Just in time as we finish a fascinating story that I call sometimes topics are just news. But I just thought about something. I probably should have called this topic "Catch Me If You Can." Catch Me If You Can.
Oh. Oh yeah, because of the movie. Yeah.
They called her and let her go.
Robert Cadnafio, or whatever the hell his name.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah. Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio, when he pretended to be an airline pilot and he got on the plane. Yeah.
He did a lot of things.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he wasn't just a pilot, he was a con artist. He pretended to be a whole lot of stuff.
He pretended to be a doctor, a lawyer.
The FBI ended up hiring him to help catch criminals. Yeah. He got a job after that.
Oh. Hmm. may have to do some homework and check that out, but anyway. Yeah. I'm not going to do it. I can tell you that right now.
Okay. All right. We won't hold you to it.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Well, hey, Billy, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm good.
All right. Is it crazy over there in Orlando?
Crazy how?
Why did I ask that dumb question? I guess because the last story we did was from Orlando about a person got on a plane without a ticket.
Yeah.
And the plane was taxiing down the runway before they decided to turn around and make everybody get off.
Yeah, I heard that really made it absolutely crazy in all of Orlando.
Sure.
Yeah, the whole city was crazy because of that one thing. I didn't even know that story existed.
Yeah, but you probably fell prey to the craziness.
Crazy, yeah, absolutely. Hey,
yeah. Hell, I thought they might have been riding in the streets or something like that.
Oh my God. I believe Billy burned down half her neighborhood.
I didn't do that. It wasn't me.
You should have. You know, it was crazy. Yeah.
I got it. I got you. All right, now, this next story here. Let's go ahead and do a topic change real quick.
Here we go.
Quickly, we're changing topics. On the Spike and the Mike Show.
All right, I'm trying to figure which one I want to go with, and I guess I'll go with this one. Now, this one I'm going to like to call Fake Fish.
Fake fish.
Mm-hmm. Right. You guys know what the term fake fish means, right?
Yeah. It means fish that's not actually real.
Clark, you know what fake fish means?
No.
Oh.
Damn. Okay.
Damn. See, I didn't know either, but I wasn't going to admit it. Yeah.
Hold on, no, wait a minute.
I don't know what it is. So don't start talking.
Smart, do you know what fake fish means?
Fake fish?
Yeah.
P-H-I-S-H?
No.
That's a band.
Okay, so Billy, do you know what fake fish means?
I don't, other and than what my dad said.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Tiffany, you going to go unanimous on this, right?
Yeah, I'm looking it up. I don't see shit.
I mean, I see imitation crap.
She's even trying to cheat. She can't. Oh, find it. Yeah.
Me too. Right. I was doing the same thing.
All right, let's see what happens when I do this.
Let me look into the Urban Dictionary.
No, let's see what happens when I do this.
She's trying to justify your bovine pathology.
Computer, what is fake fish?
According to Wikipedia, Fake It is the first single from Seether's album Finding Beauty, Negative Spaces.
No.
The single quickly rose to
number one. Hey,
is this
computer, shut up.
Computer that found Spike the most entertaining show?
Okay.
I think its knowledge is flawed.
Let's call this fake fish. Okay, so here's what happened.
Imitation crab?
nobody can justify your bovine pathology, sir.
Yeah.
Fake fish. This is gonna call fake fish. Okay,
right,
so what
is
happened
something you
was
can get at
Red Lobster.
Yeah, Red Lobster. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Why you take a shopping cart, man? That ain't cool.
Yeah, y'all tell me what you think about this story then. How about that?
Okay.
All right. There was an error at the funeral home. What happened is there was a 21-year-old male who was killed in an accident.
Okay.
On, I think it was like, it said on March 15th.
That's tragic.
Yeah, really. Yeah, also, there was an 81-year-old lady who also died around, 80-year-old woman who died around that same time. And they both was in the same morgue.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Well, the uncle of the young kid that died called the morgue and said, hey, can you hold the body for about 20 days and we'll come get him then? And what? The morgue said, okay, it's going to cost you $1,300 for us to hold this until you come get it. And they said, okay, fine, we'll do that. And they wanted to save it and have enough time to get the funeral.
Sure.
Well, then the old person that died, her family came and got the body on March 20th on March 27th. And they came and got the body on the 25th and they buried the lady on the 27th.
Wait, you said like three dates.
All right, so let me start over.
25th, the 23rd.
The traffic accident was on the 15th.
Okay.
The uncle called and said, I'll come get the body on April 8th.
Okay.
All right? The old lady people came and got the old lady on the 25th and buried her on the 27th.
All right, okay.
So the young guy is still at the morgue.
Sure. Should be.
Now, so the day of the young guy's funeral, they had switched the bodies. On the day of the funeral of the young guy, it was the old person in the doggone casket.
In the casket. Oh. So
the young people.
Who
young
was the stupid
family,
person that opened the casket?
I say again?
Who was the stupid person that opened the casket? Otherwise,
that's
nobody would have known,
Well, they called the police, and the officers came, and then they had to go through all the records, and they found out that, yes, it was a mistake, that they switched the bodies. Now,
this is how people get shot and killed. Why were the police called to this? They have nothing to do with burials and,
I don't know.
Yeah. All they can do is pull their gun out and kill somebody,
So the thing is, once they figured out that they had gave each family the wrong body and the old people had buried the person, they exhumed the body and did the old switcheroo right there so that they can bury the proper people.
Oh.
And, of course, the morgue gave the people their money back for holding the storage fee and all that, and they paid for the funeral.
I'm sorry, we buried your,
Now, the fake fish part is like, the story is not real. This can't be real.
Oh, really?
Right. Because here's the fake part, and you guys tell me.
Wait a minute. Which one of these people were fish?
No, he had nothing to
do with it. It was like catfish.
Catfish. No, fake fish is like when you tell a story and it can't be true.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's.
So it's a lie.
Yeah, a lie. Oh. How did a lie become a fake fish?
So the fake fish is what the computer said at the start of the show.
Yes. So let me ask y'all, do y'all actually think that could have actually happened?
Yes.
I start out with you, since you're on mute and want to go back on the mute. Dr. Captain Clark, do you think the story is fake fish, or do you think that can actually happen?
I think things like that probably happen all the time.
Really?
It's a clerical error.
So you think it's a real fish?
Yeah. I mean, is the question, is the story real because you told us it's not? But then you ask, you believe it could happen? And my answer is yes, I believe it could happen.
Hmm. All right. What's the girl named? Billis? You think this fake fish is a real story?
I mean, I don't know if it's real or not, but if it's possible, I agree with Clark. Absolutely, it's possible. I've heard of stranger things happening.
Damn.
Babies get switched in the hospital. You think they don't screw up which person goes in which drawer in a morgue?
Tater?
Yeah, I think it's real because they would exhume the body to make it right. I think it did happen.
Okay, and then Tiffany's?
Yeah, I mean, with the way the world's going today, I totally believe it happens.
Damn, smart.
To be honest, you lost me at fake fish. I tuned out.
All right, okay, and then PWs?
Computer, can fake fish happen?
Here's something I found on the web. According to CNBC.com, fake fish can boost profits, and customers are usually never the wiser.
Oh, my God.
God.
Thank you.
Listen, I found the story on a real rep site.
Yeah, irreputable.
But I think they got fake fish because here's the thing. When they did the funeral for the 80-year-old person, couldn't they tell right then? Unless I know y'all going to say they probably had a closed coffin funeral.
Maybe.
Well, when they resumed the body.
Resumed the body. That's fine.
Resumed the body.
I don't have any facts on whether this is a fake fish story or not. But I just can't. It's hard for me to believe that because, and when they went and got the body from the morgue, you seemed like you would open it up and saw, hey, go get coffin number 1603. This is for Miss Johnson. You would look and see if that's Miss Johnson is in there, wouldn't you?
No,
you wouldn't. You don't because she should be in there.
So where was she going, huh?
It's just the funeral home person that's coming to pick up a coffin.
Yeah.
So why would they look inside it? Out of respect for the dead, why would they look inside it?
Exactly right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
Probably the same woman at the airport.
That's a second job.
Okay, how about the people at the funeral home or the morgue? Wouldn't they say, go get Miss Johnson, 1839? Well, I guess they just go to slot 1839 and say, this must be her? Somebody would have to check that.
They don't look at the names. They look at file numbers.
Yeah.
It does depend on who prepared the body for burial. So if there was an embalmment that happened at the funeral home as opposed to the morgue.
Right.
When that happened, you know, if it happened at the morgue and then after that, that's when the bodies got switched. There's no reason for anybody to open up those caskets again. But if it happened if the embalmment happened at the funeral home, then yes, somebody should have seen that it was not the right person.
Sure, yeah. So especially since one's a male and one's a female.
One's a female, yeah.
So there's a chance this was a fake fish story. I think I just broke the internet by doing that. That's good. It jumped out of the page on me, and I couldn't live with it without getting the Rough Riders opinion on that.
You know what fake fish
are
really
we rough riders now?
They say you're eating grouper, but it's really white fish. That's what fake fish is. They pass off white fish or something else as grouper to charge more for it. That's what fake fish really is.
They were passing off this 18-year-old dude to the 80-year-old guy. They used it as a story. I'm trying to figure out what is the benefit of doing that. Why would they fake fish us? None. All right. Maybe it was a real story. I changed my opinion on that. It was a real fish.
Oh, wow. I don't really like fish.
Yeah. It's a real fish. All right, let's go ahead and knock out this lat. No, it's another one because we've still been flying through them.
Oh, man, we're going.
God, this thing won't change over. Topic changing.
Sorry. It's time to fly to another topic on the Flight on the Mic Show.
Boom. Yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead and call this one. It's a drive-through, not a barn door.
It's a drive-through, not a barn door.
Right. Well, this guy, cat by the name of Ian Bell, he was 55 years old. He lives out there on a farm by himself. He used to milk cows for a living.
Okay.
But now he says he felt humiliated and embarrassed, and here is why.
Why?
He took his horse and buggy through the KFC drive-thru.
Okay. That's an odd thing right there.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, God.
What happens, he says, he was standing in, him and his horse, John, were behind the cars, and then when they got up to the where you make your order,
right.
And he was just about to make his order when the managers of the KFC ran out there in the driveway and the parking lot and says, you are not allowed to come through here.
Wow.
Now,
and they made a big, big deal about it, and he felt bad, like, you know, what's going on here? He says, my horse, John is being respectable. He's quiet as a lamb.
Sure, yeah.
I just want to go through here and order my bargain bucket chicken.
All right. All right. Let me ask you this question. Why didn't he just pull the horse over, get out of his buggy, go inside, order the food, go back out, get in his buggy, and go on?
Because coronavirus, a lot of times it's just drive-through.
Coronavirus. I didn't know this was a coronavirus thing.
So, now, the question to...
When Spike picks these stories, they could be 30, 40 years old. They could be in another country. You know.
Yeah.
We don't know what that darn contraption is, sir.
This is actually quite current. I looked it up. It's quite current.
You did? It's quite current.
But let's use deductive reasoning on this story here.
All right.
The guy had a horse and buggy at a drive-thru. So we're figuring it's in at least the 2000s. It had to be. Right. Matter of fact, it was last week.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's Amish people.
Exactly. And that's who I suspect.
Oh. It wasn't an Amish. I saw a picture. It wasn't an Amish person.
It wasn't an Amish person. It
wasn't an Amish person, no.
Either way. Give him his damn food.
He was pissed off about it, and so, of course, he had to make a whole bunch of stink about it.
Sure, yeah.
Now, here's the thing. KFC, who do you agree with, the man in horse and buggy or KFC? And that's just a quick one. Gas man.
KFC, because if something would have happened, they could have, to the horse or him or the buggy, he could have sued them for it, so they had to get him out of there.
Dr. Wow. Captain?
I think they would need to post rules on who can or cannot use the drive through. And if there was nothing posted, I don't see what would keep somebody with a horse and buggy going through there.
So you side with?
I'm siding with John.
John. Yeah, there you go. Tiffany?
Heck yeah. I'm like on the horse and buggy side. Like, what's the difference between a drunk person walking through or on a bicycle or something? Give him his damn food. If he had the money for it, all they had to do is hand the money or hand the food, and then he could have just gone off in the wind.
Right, but okay, can you walk through a drive-thru?
No. Sure you can.
I actually, this year, yes, people do.
You're not supposed to, but you can, of course.
I saw the man, I did a U-turn on 4th Street in St. Petersburg, Florida, and I turned around, and I took a picture of the man in the Taco Bell drive-thru walking through.
Most drive-thrus have it posted that they won't serve pedestrians through the drive-thru.
Oh.
In this area.
Well, this man was on wheels.
On a bicycle?
No, I'm talking about the horse. He was on
a wheel.
He has wheels.
Serious.
You know, and he's got a couple horses.
Yep.
So it's like an old school Mustang.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, KFC, they sided with the manager saying that, as Tater said, we try to side with, you know, we were going for customer safety and reality that, you know, a horse and barn, horse-drawn carriage is not a vehicle for the safety of going through our drive-thrus.
Jeez, that's so that's wrong.
Ridiculous. Oh, I know, but that's the thing, you know, I mean, because you didn't ask me, but I was going to say.
I thought you were zoned out.
No, well, I zoned out on the last question. It's fake fish, whatever it was. This one I was into. I was like going, okay, I'm sure, you know, I'm going to hear some additional information after I get my answer. But I would say that, yeah, I absolutely agree. I mean,
everything. You agree with who?
Horse-powered, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's horsepower in all those vehicles through there.
Yes, so exactly. Yeah.
He has one horsepower.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
There is
in that case. Well, there might have been two horses. You don't know. Yeah.
But speaking of the additional information, which is kind of effed up about this, what Ian, what he would do, because he lived like 30 miles out of town, he would take his horse, John John, put it in a horse box attached to his car. He would drive the damn thing to town.
A trailer, or was it literally
a
box?
Yeah, a trailer.
Okay. Right. Trailer. Just curious. I mean, are we talking animal cruelty here? Or are we talking like a trailer?
What's the horse box trailer? It's the same thing.
Horse box. Oh my god, I can't.
Yeah.
So he would trailer. God, you guys are so typical. He would trailer the horse to town, take it out, get into this horse and buggy, and then go to the drive-thru. Now, question, why did he just stay in the damn car or a truck and then go through the drive-thru?
Oh, because getting that thing, that trailer. You ever seen a trailer try and go through a drive-thru?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard to make vehicle. Those turns. Yeah,
you're making those tight turns sometimes around there, and that trailer's going through. I don't see trailers go through drive-thrus very often.
Yeah. So this is why I figured y'all might want to change your opinion and side with KFC, because let's say he knows how to drive a trailer. He seemed like he would purposely did that. He'd drive the horse to town, get it in a horse and buggy, and then go through car stuff.
Like, maybe he's writing a book at the end of time. My time as a horse and buggy driver. Maybe he's writing a book. It's research. How do you know?
I find that most people go through a fast food drive-thru are hungry.
Yeah.
Oh, really doesn't matter what they're driving. Yeah.
Was he driving the horse and buggy dressed as an Amish man? Was he carrying a Confederate flag? Was there what other details are we hearing?
Oh yeah.
No, the only other detail that you might need to know about Ian is that, like I said, he's 55-year-old. He used to be a milk cows on the dairy farm for a living until he fractured his pelvis in three places being flung off from a horse.
Oh, and then he bought Confederate flag. Yeah.
Now you want to change it? No, I'm saying, so doesn't it seem like this guy here is trying to scam?
Am I the only one
to see this stuff?
What's he trying to scam?
What are you trying to scam?
Did he try to get free chicken?
Yeah. KFC.
I would too.
Oh, really?
Times are tough right now.
He was trying to get it for free? Buy a horse and buggy?
Tiffany, I'll buy you some chicken. You need some chicken, I'll
do it. Some chicken. It sounds so
please.
Good.
I'll have it sent to you right now.
Yeah. This falls into line with...
I'm about to Uber eat some KFC.
You guys.
<I can't.
laughs> Yeah, maybe it's just me that see things. So,
it's mostly just you.
Yeah, you don't. And you see things. This is a problem. You see things that are from space.
Yeah.
Did you say from space?
Yes,
space.
Exactly. Yes.
Oh.
From way out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in a long story, in the story here, when KFC kicked him out of the horse and out of the drive-thru, he took his little horse and buggy and went to McDonald's drive-thru, and they gave him the food.
All right, there you go. Perfect. Yeah.
Equal opportunity.
That's like a happy ending. Yeah.
That's because McDonald's doesn't care about anything.
Right. But now, yes, this made the story, this made the papers. Uh-oh. And as the people, as the news people interviewed him, his last comment was, "Now I'm going to go see what happens at Burger King."
So, wow. He's just a troublemaker there. He's a troublemaker.
No, he's going to do a survey. He wants to see if it's only the colonel that's holding out or what.
Exactly, yeah.
Maybe Smots was right. Maybe he is writing a book. Or he's a, what? Y'all might have heard this term before, an ambulance chaser.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Well, and one thing he's probably not going to do is Sonic, because he's not going to be able to back them horses up.
Yeah. We're probably going to see this on Netflix.
Yeah.
In our next quarantine.
It's going to be a story.
And Burger King says, yeah, have it your way.
There you go.
Yeah. So, you know, that should work out.
I think this man is an ambulance chaser trying to find something. Because I think he heard that the colonel was not going to serve him and his horse. So, first thing he drove the damn thing.
Said that beforehand? So that was a rule that this random KFC says, you know, anyone who drives up in a horse and buggy, we're not going to serve you. Is that what happened? Just checking.
Yeah. Hey, so you guys aren't curious or suspicious that he took his horse in a horse box, yes, I said it, to town, yeah, hooked it up in a horse and buggy carriage, and then tried to go through the damn drive-thru. That doesn't,
that's not,
doesn't
make suspicious. Y'all go, no, that's his means of getting there.
No. Spike isn't explaining it clearly. He put the horse.
You kidding me?
He took it in the trailer.
Yeah.
Drove the horse to town, then took the horse out of the trailer, got in the buggy, and then went to the KFC.
That's even better.
Yeah.
I love this guy. This is not really on Netflix.
Yeah. No.
So, Billy, you speak Spike. Thank you.
I do.
I think anyone should be able to buy fast food on whatever conveyance they have.
You just wait. I'm going to get an emu or something.
a pogo stick.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go. You just wait, you guys. Yeah.
Well, you know what? You will be one of the topics on the Spike on the Mic.
Yes.
And I, thank goodness, I'm part of the show so I can clarify and actually say what happened.
Oh, you can,
yes. I cannot read.
Oh, yeah.
So you think I will butcher the story, huh?
Well, exactly.
Something that Spike's probably going to be jealous from, because this guy's getting attention around the country on news stories, and that's all that Spike's wanting is attention.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You just watch.
Now, well, we flew through the topics, and actually we did pretty good time on here.
Yes. Oh, wait. Yeah. Computer, who is Spike on the Mic?
Spike is the greatest living personality ever on the radio.
Yes.
Wow.
There you go. Yeah. I really, truly dig that and love it a lot.
Yes.
So, we don't have time to go through another topic, so...
No, I think we should kind of wrap it up.
Oh, you want to wrap it up? Oh, man.
We should. Oh, look at the time.
Yeah, really.
2 minutes.
Hey, Dad, did I... I know we got a couple of seconds. Did I tell to the story about what people still fall for? You ever heard this story about...
Yeah,
this?
Fake fish.
Yeah, fake fish, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't stand that.
Yeah, now y'all know what fake fish is. So let's go ahead and close out the show.
I still don't know
what is a fake fish filet?
Fake.
That's McDonald's.
Oh, that's
really
fake fish.
Delicious.
They'll let you go through the horse and buggy. Fake fish. If the story isn't true.
Yeah.
The man and the 80-year-old and the 21, that's fake fish.
Right.
Just remember that. You can even use that sometime.
In Spike World, it's fake fish.
I don't think we have time anymore.
But here's what stuck with me is that I know the Voice of Reason wasn't here because he was driving his horse and buggy around to
really. Probably. Billy, right quick.
It stuck to me that I'll do anything that my dad says.
Yeah, Tiffany, what stuck, baby?
You still don't know how to read.
Still? All right, Dr. Kevin, what stuck?
If John wants chicken, you got to take him to KFC.
Exactly. Tater, what's stuck with you real quick?
I found out there's such thing as the horse box, and it really just
Horse box.
All right, and PW, what's stuck with you?
You're the greatest living radio personality.
Hey, thank you. Let me say this, man. I really appreciate y'all hanging out with me and doing this. I really love y'all. And if I could do this without y'all, I couldn't.
Oh, my God.